Good morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone. I didn't know tea can make people drunk. Anyway, welcome to today's Friday morning coffee. I hope you will be listening to what we'll be saying as you take your tea or coffee. So the doubt in promises, the weather has proved you wrong. If you thought Elino was not coming, it is here with us. So I was reminded that you need to take precautions so that you are not caught unawares. One of the things that I was told that ladies do is that they have spare hair. So for men, I need to caution you. If you see them removing and removing, don't be scared. It is just part of preparations for El Nino. So we will start with introducing new staff and students. Then we will do some announcements. And then we will go back to work. So if you have any new staff or students you would like to introduce, this is your chance. Please come forward.
I have one.
Okay, thank you.
Good morning. Actually, yesterday I bought some spare hair for my wife just as a precaution, so it's like you noticed. So anyway, this morning I want to introduce a lady from Tanzania. She's called Fatma Hussein. Fatma Hussein is a student at the Nelson Mandela African Institution for Science and Technology. She came to Baker Hill Hub under the Africa Biosciences Challenge Fund, and she'll be here for 6 months. So we would like to welcome her, and this is the Ili community. So as you may have noticed, every Friday we are here sharing jokes and taking tea and just knowing one another. So feel welcome. What I would ask you to do is just to share with us what you'll be doing for the next 6 months in like one sentence, and just say hello. And if you'd like to tell us a bit more, it's okay, but that would be fine. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Fatma Hussein. I come from Tanzania. I'm a master's student in Nelson Mandela, African Institution of Science and Technology. I'm here at Baker. I'm doing my research on identifying and characterizing viruses that are causing long-lived necrotic disease. Thank you, everyone.
Okay. So let's give a foot thump or some clap. Okay.
Thank you, Wellington. Anyone who would like to introduce new staff or student? So, anyone? You know, I've always been asking myself why in Nairobi you'd rather be knocked by a vehicle, but not a single drop of rain should be on a lady's hair. I found out the reason. So drivers, please be cautious. Know that rain is the most feared thing in Nairobi. Any new staff or students? Any new staff or student to be introduced? Okay, so we'll go to announcements. Anybody would like to make any announcements? Any announcements for the others to know? I was reminded that I should tell you to read the security advisory from security unit, and they are saying that take some time and read the new traffic act, because Robert says if you are caught on the wrong, he's not with you, you will solve it on your own. So make sure you read the traffic act so that you are not caught on the wrong side of the law. Any other announcements?
Thank you, Bana MC. Morning once again.
Good morning.
Mine is just to remind you about today's event, which is about to take place at around 4:30 to 5 to 8, depending on the time available for you. No, mine is just to remind you about this festive event. But the MC has just said that Enuno is here with us. So we have to accept it. And mine is to remind you that today we are enjoying that big day of Pombe taking. So we shall be having Pombe Enuno. So Pombe will be available and it's going to be plenty. You will enjoy. I think the weather might be favorable for us. So don't mind, don't shy away. So be available and let's enjoy. Meats will be mouth-watering. So I mean it's going to be a good day. Thank you.
Yes, any other announcements? That reminds me of David Stein at catering. I hope he is hearing. Whenever he used to come and announce cutting edge, it was good indication that CBA has received something. So if our friends from Portman have learned from that, you can be sure that today you have something, you can smile towards the bank. Any other announcements? Any other announcements?
Morning everyone. My name is Evelyn. I would like to introduce Dr. Mogoa. He is one of the facilitators for training we are having on working safely with animals. As you know, one of the main jobs of the agency is to do livestock research. So let me introduce Dr. Mogoa, who will tell us where he's coming from and what brings him to Wiri. Can you be doctor?
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Eddie Mogoa, as you have been told. I work at the Faculty of Veterinary Medicine, University of Nairobi. And it's always my pleasure to work with the EIRI staff, especially on animal handling and care. Something we have done, I think, for the last 8 years. And we keep doing it until everything is right. Otherwise, I wish you all the best. And that El Nino thing, be careful, it might sweep you off. So just do it in moderation. And I warned you, the traffic fellows they are not off the roads yet, so be careful. Have a nice weekend.
Yes, so make sure you have one for the road. If you are 10 guys, make sure one person is designated driver so that you don't end up as part of statistics. The government has also warned about diseases associated with too much rain. So just go back to what EHS sent some time back and read about those diseases and what precautions you can take. I was looking for somebody called Enid. She's not here. She's organizing first aid training for Uhuru Nairobi campus sometime next month. And if you'd like to register for that first aid training, I think today is the last day. And you need to do so that we are able to plan for that training. I know when these kind of trainings are announced, we take them for granted. But they are really, really, really important. Think of a situation where you are the first person to arrive at a scene of accident. And what doctors say is that most people who die from accidents are because of handling by the people who arrive at the scene for the first time. So that training could help you save a life. So today is the last day for registration. Please send an email to EHS helpdesk registering your interest. Any other announcements? Any other announcements? So if there are no any other announcements, last and not least, I'd like to say that when I was growing up, I used to listen to my village mates, of course older ones, telling guys not to climb trees. It was very unfortunate, but we were not allowed to know why that should not happen. So one day when we were coming from school, my sister was found on top of a tree. It was a good day because at least we knew why they were being told not to climb a tree. So when the mother was passing by, she saw her daughter on top of a tree and asked her, "Did I tell you not to be climbing trees?" "At yes, ma'am." "So why are you up there?" "But ma'am, I took all the precautions." "What did you do?" "I removed it." The reason was they were being told that if they climb up, their underclothes will be seen. So before she went up, she actually removed it. "Have a nice weekend and see you."
Ya que está ahí.